When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Namaste, motherfuckers.
Welcome to Namaste, Motherfuckers, the only podcast where the worlds of work, comedy, and well-being collide. The podcast where the life-changing stuff happens. I'm your host, Callie Beaton, and given that this is the show in which, among other things, our guests offer game-changing life advice, we thought we'd compile for you, motherfuckers, some of the best we've heard in 2023. So as you get your head in the game for your own New Year's resolutions, even if yours is not to make any New Year's resolutions, my New Year's resolution in January was to lose 10 pounds, so I'm ending the year with just, I don't know, about 17 pounds to go, we're taking a look back at the top 10 pieces of life advice we've had on Namaste Motherfuckers this year. But a couple of New Year's facts for you before we get going. The word merineum, I guess like perineum, but with an M, is this very week between Christmas and New Year. So happy merineum to you. The town of Fucking in Austria decided to change its name to Fugging a couple of years ago at New Year. Nearby hamlets of Oberfucking and Unterfucking remain untouched. The lovely clock tower at the Balmoral Hotel in Edinburgh runs exactly 3 minutes ahead to prevent passengers at the nearby Waverley train station from missing their trains, except on New Year's Eve when it's set to the correct time so people can count down to midnight. In parts of Latin America, on New Year's Eve, people wear yellow underwear if they want good luck and red underwear if they want love. Well, I, myself, am going to wear orange underwear. And finally, in ancient Babylon, New Year's celebrations involved slapping the king in the face. If the king cried, this was considered a good omen. Just saying. So back to this year's best namaste motherfucking life-changing advice, and in this episode we'll be getting top tips on fortitude, gratitude and not being rude. Let's kick off with some practical advice, and who better to give it than two very wise women indeed, Jenny Eclair and Deborah Meaden. If you were to give one bit of life advice, Deborah, to anybody listening, what would it be?
Oh, just work out what matters. Just work out what matters. You know, we spend way too long on stuff that just doesn't matter. And it's what matters is different for everybody. But just make sure you know what it is. Otherwise, one day you wake up and think, I don't really know what I care about. I don't really know what I do. I don't really know what I love. Just work out what matters.
And if you were to give one bit of life advice, Jenny, to anybody listening,
wear a watch. Make sure it's working.
Make sure it's working, yeah.
Yeah.
Always wear a watch. It doesn't get much more practical than that. Thank you, Jenny. And also big thank you to you, Deborah Meaden. And while not a wise woman, the Reverend Richard Coles had some succinct and pithy advice.
This too shall pass.
Thank you, Richard Coles. A lot of advice comes down to treating people kindly, or as we like to phrase it here at Namaste Motherfuckers, just don't be a dick.
The only thing I would deign to say really is something my father said to me, which I think has stood me in great stead throughout my life. He just said, treat others as you would be treated yourself. And I think that's just the best thing we can all do.
And if you were to give one bit of life advice to anybody listening, what would it be?
Something I haven't followed. My bit of life advice is sometimes just take a beat. Don't jump in. Don't follow your first instinct. Just take a beat and have a think. As a famous interrupter, but just take a beat and think, what's the other side of this? Have I got this wrong? You know, I just think, and funnily enough, you know, you talk about namaste, but, you know, I think one thing that I think we could all abide by, which is entirely, it's not entirely altruistic, is I think we all should, not that I'm a Buddhist, but what I think we should all do is follow, the kind of Buddhist rubric of, do one small act of kindness every day. I mean, it could be anything, but just do one small act of kindness every day, and it's just good for you.
That was Kirsty Walk, and before her, Alistair McGowan, advising us all to go through life with kindness. And you can't say fairer than that.
Namaste, motherfuckers! Namaste, motherfuckers!
Much of the advice we get on the podcast is along the don't give up lines, which makes a lot of sense given that our guests are generally self-made people in the arts or business or academia who've overcome, in many cases, massive obstacles to make it big. And of course, never bigger than when their big moments to be a guest on Namaste Motherfuckers comes their way. So here are a few of our favourite don't give ups.
And if you could give one bit of life advice, Al, to anybody listening, what would it be?
Listen to We Have Ways of Making You Talk with me, Al Murray, and James Holland.
Buy one of your bloody drums. We got that good in the first podcast. 2 minutes.
No, I don't know. I mean, because I always think advice like, follow your dreams. No one's ever said that to me. And I find it presumptuous. You know, maybe my dreams are horrible, shouldn't be followed. But I if it were someone who wants to be creative, I'd say, it's going to be hard, but you got to stick with it. And that's actually the thing. Really, stick with it. Stick with it. If you believe in it, stick with it. Because every idea you've ever had, there's something in it. That's quite vague, but almost goes on a mug, that advice, but not quite.
Shazia, the last question I ask everybody is, what bit of life advice, if you could give life advice to anybody listening, what would it be?
I don't know. Life advice would be, I'd say just, don't ever give up. A lot of people say that, don't ever give up. But if you love what you do, and I know it's difficult and you never get to where you think you want to be and all this, don't ever give up. But I find the point at which you're about to give up is probably the point at which you're going to break through. You're going to make it, because that is the lowest point. Where you think I'm going to give up now? This is it. I've had enough. That's probably the point at which things are going to change. You're going to break through. So just keep going a bit longer. Just keep going a bit longer.
I just want to end on asking you each, if there was one bit of life advice each of you could give to anybody listening, what that life advice would be.
I'll go, because I think Johnny's is going to be better, and that will be a good one to finish on. I love quotes. They really resonate with me, and I think for me, I've got a couple. One is just really simple. If you want to change something in your life, nobody's going to do it for you. And I think that's just from my own experiences in life. Usually, you're your best kind of way out of things. Here's the one I'm going to finish on. Be yourself, because everyone else is taken. And actually, that's something that my dad says a lot. He's ripped it off someone else.
It's Oscar Wilde who said that, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think he plagiarized it, like it was his own or something. I'm going to ask him about that. Anyway, I should have known that. And I'm going to put that into context, because, Callie, when we met, it was obviously, as we said, the Baton of Hope in Brighton. You got this job to ask us to be on stage and say something meaningful. Like, what do you say to, like, almost, I don't know, what was it, 800 people or so who have been possibly bereaved by suicide? Mm. What's my value in that? Just a normal guy. And but having this quote in my head was so useful. Like, just be yourself, because everyone else is taken. And that's all I did in that 2 minutes. I did, that was really scary, that moment, because I was like, what do I say to these people? Be yourself, because everyone else is taken. And I guess it went down all right, didn't it?
went down.
So yeah, that's my advice. That's my advice. It works.
No one
for
booed,
me.
No one heckled, and for me as a performer, that's a bloody good 2 minutes well spent. So thank you, Neil. That's perfect. And Johnny.
Yeah, I'm also going to use a quote that I really like, and it's a Japanese proverb, and it's fall down 7 times, stand up 8. I apply it constantly to my life. Maybe I've fallen down 300 times, but I'll get up 301 times. And I think everyone can apply it. No matter how many times you fall down, you can get up. Yeah, it's something I live by.
That was Johnny Benjamin and Neil Laybourne, best known as Strangers on the Bridge, and before them, Shazia Mirza and Al Murray, all telling you to believe in yourself. So there you go. You've been told, you idiot. And on the opposite side, we had Paul Chowdhury. And what is your, if you were to give one bit of life advice, Paul, to anybody listening, what would it be?
Probably just give up. It doesn't get better than this. It just gets worse. We've told everything's nice and, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be fine. You're not. You're not going to be fine. It's very bad and tough. And if I could choose to be a different species, maybe be a different species, my life advice would be.
Thanks for that, Paul. Perhaps he mistook that question for the what's your favourite joke question I ask all my guests. Let's hope so. And last but not least, a theme that pops up often is appreciating what you have more, as Richard Herring told us recently.
No one listens, do they? That's the problem, is listen to old people when they tell you stuff, because you don't listen. I think it's just what amazes me about life and why it doesn't, you know, it's very easy to understand why people go down rabbit holes and don't believe that anything's real, because the chances of being alive are so tiny, and we've got this gift of life. And I don't think, you know, even if you just think of the chances of you being created by your parents, it's like 600 million to one, even if they had sex at the right time, the right sperm gets through. But when you think about all that through the history of life, how far back that goes, and all the chance that led to you being here, and this relatively short time we're here, though it feels like a long time while we're here, it's just to appreciate that. And I think, like, looking for anything beyond that and thinking, oh, but what comes next? You know, maybe there's something next. I don't think there is. Not like for our consciousness. So I think it's just like trying to, you know, make the most of this time, however we're given it. And, you know, for me, you know, to live where we live at the exact time we live, I just think, you know, again, I think it might be I might just have a chance to be the perfect comedy career, the perfect time to be alive, and the perfect place to be alive. We've got so much opportunity and luck. You know, even 200 years ago, most people's lives would have been taken up with just staying alive and just working really, really hard at something, and maybe getting some time to drink some ale or whatever. But if you're a caveman, millions of years of just fucking grubbing your way through and getting killed at 20 and just managing to reproduce. So we have this amazing time to live, which we are fucking up, admittedly, and it may not be the case for the next generation. And amazing opportunities. So I just think not to at least try to do what you want, at least try to be happy. And I guess all that stuff we were talking about later about, I'm not saying don't strive for better, but just to look at where you are and appreciate how lucky you are to be where you are. And then, yeah, have ambition and have a desire to push upwards, but don't become obsessed with that. Don't become obsessed with looking at other people and worrying about that. Just, this is your life, this is you. And don't be obsessed about what other people think as well, which unfortunately we, most of us, waste nearly all of our good years worrying about that.
Namaste, motherfucker. That was Richard Herring telling us to be grateful and listen to our elders. I wish my kids would at least listen to him.
So that is it from us for 2023, and what a year it has been. Thank you to all my great guests this year, even those whose life advice we did not include. It's not that they weren't all great, they really, really were. But it's the end of the year, and there's no better way to wind up a year than with a handy top 10 list. Well, that's what producer Mike says. He spent years working for BBC Radio, so I guess that figures, pop pickers. And finally, a big shout out to Anna, our wonderful podcast booker, without whom I would be severely lost as a human and we would have absolutely no guests coming on the show. So thank you, Anna. And of course, let's not leave without thanking you for listening. Please leave a review, tell your friends, your neighbours, people you meet in the street, cafes, we don't care. And if you're new to the podcast, we hope today's show inspires you to not only be good to yourself and others, to drink less, exercise more, be mindful, all of that, but also to go back and listen to our podcast archive. You can't expect producer Mike to just serve up all the highlights for you. You've got to put in the hard yards all by yourself. So as many guests have said this year, just bloody do it. We are taking off next week, but we will be back in your feed the following Thursday as usual, which will be January the 11th, to kick off Series 6 in style with our first guest of the season, Robin Ince.
You know, I always think how lucky I am that every single day is something different.
Namaste, Motherfuckers was written and presented by me, Callie Beaton, and produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions, with music by Jake Yap. I'm Callie Beaton. Until next time, motherfuckers.
Namaste, motherfuckers.
Pod People.
Hi, my name is Kay Adams, and to be honest, I'm not so good with the aging process, so I enlisted my old chum, the filter-free Cara McKenzie, to advise.
Could you imagine being a porn star? The room would need to be really hot for me to strip off.
To be honest, she's not much help, but she is rather amusing. And along with some great guests, Joe Brand, Andy Oliver, Anton Dubek, Ruth Langsford, and Craig Revel Horwood, darling, we are learning how to be 60. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.